Are algorithms driving up the rent? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott. Many large property owners use rent pricing software to figure out what to charge their tenants, and that practice has come under scrutiny after an investigation last fall from ProPublica into the software company RealPage and its rental pricing algorithm. Several lawsuits have accused RealPage of colluding with landlords to artificially inflate rents and limit the supply of housing. The Department of Justice is also investigating. ProPublica's Heather Vogel has been following the developments since her story came out. She explained how the algorithm works.
What it does is it collects the actual lease transaction data from a group of competitors that are in the same geographic area, and it feeds that information into an algorithm that then spits out a recommended price for the landlord that's looking to price their available apartments.
And how has that contributed to higher rents in some markets, according to your findings?
Well, what critics are saying, and some legal experts, is that this process of this algorithm allows competitors to essentially all raise their prices at the same time, which inflates prices in the market above where they would be otherwise, and that there is actual coordination that's happening between the landlords via this algorithm. There were more than two dozen lawsuits, that's where I stopped counting, federal lawsuits, antitrust lawsuits that were filed after our investigation. The Department of Justice is now, their antitrust division is looking at whether there have been any potential antitrust violations here. And also, we've had congressional leaders who've been concerned about this and about the impact on consumers who have been urging federal authorities to look into the company more and also asking for more information from the company itself.
Talk about Seattle. This is one place where you saw large numbers of landlords using this algorithm.
Yeah, sure. I was really surprised at this finding. We looked in one zip code near downtown and found that 70% of more than 9,000 apartments in large apartment buildings in that zip code were being managed by only 10 property managers. And that just shows that there's this enormous concentration in the landlord market in this particular zip code. And I think it's similar in other zip codes in certain markets around the country. And of those 10 property managers, every single one was using RealPage software to price their apartments and at least some of their buildings.
And how has RealPage responded?
RealPage says that they, quote, use aggregated market data in a legally compliant manner. They've actually said that their process heads off potential collusion because historically, leasing agents have called around and asked each other what is being charged and sort of work together that way. And according to RealPage, their software basically takes the human element out of that and leads to less collusion.
Another way it takes the human element out of rent setting is what you talk about as empathy in the article. Legal implications aside, do you worry that this sort of clinical approach to setting rent is just changing that landlord-tenant relationship in an unhealthy way?
That is the concern. And I've heard that concern not only from tenants, but also from leasing agents. And they are sort of being steamrolled in some cases, according to them, by these big corporations that are using this software and are not relying on their judgment, not relying on their knowledge of their tenants and where their tenants are at financially, potentially, and where the building is at, you know, and instead sort of handing down these price increases without regard to those sorts of things, those more human parts of the job.
What do we know about how common it is for property owners and managers to use algorithms? Or are there competitors to RealPage?
Well, what's interesting about that is there was another competitor that was pretty big, and it was basically about the same level RealPage was. But in 2017, RealPage bought the competitor. So at the time, RealPage was pricing about 1.5 million apartments, and the competitor was pricing about 1.5 million apartments. And RealPage bought them, and now RealPage has that entire market share and has also expanded its reach since then.
Where do you see this going from here? I mean, do you expect there to be some regulatory efforts to come out of the investigation and potentially some penalties for the company?
That is definitely a potential that we're, you know, following and looking to see. It is going to be very interesting because it is an unusual case because of the role of the algorithm. It's not like a lot of traditional antitrust cases where you had, you know, you always think of guys getting together in the smoke-filled back room and making an agreement and, you know, with their cigars and everything and, you know, deciding, okay, we're going to raise prices this much. It's not like that. It's a whole new world. And so we'll have to see kind of what shakes out legally and, you know, in the regulatory arena.
Heather Vogel is a reporter at ProPublica. And now for some related links. You can read Heather Vogel's original piece about RealPage's algorithm and the allegations surrounding the company at our website, marketplacetech.org. We reached out to RealPage for comment. The spokesperson told us the company believes the allegations are completely without merit and based on an inaccurate understanding of the software. My colleague Matt Levin recently wrote about how landlords think about setting rent. As you might expect, smaller property owners aren't using the software as often as bigger corporate landlords. And the controversy over algorithmic pricing isn't just limited to apartment rents. We'll link to a story from Reuters about another class action lawsuit filed this January. Plaintiffs accuse the revenue management platform Rainmaker of colluding with Caesars Entertainment, MGM, Treasure Island, and Wynn Resorts to set prices on hotel rooms on the Vegas Strip. Jesus Alvarado, Rosie Hughes, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Lydia Morell is our intern. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is our interim senior producer. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.